We're up to Simen Lamed Tes, and we will be doing the first Se'if. Tfilin Shekosvan Eved O Isha O Katan. Tfilin that were written by either an Eved, we're talking about here an Eved Knani, Isha, a woman, O Katan, a child, Afilu Higia L'Chinuch, even though he is old enough for Chinuch, even for Tfilin. We learned before that the Ramah says not to put them on till just before the Bar Mitzvah, but that the Machaber said that this, as soon as he can keep a guf naki, he's really chayav in tefillin. Nevertheless, he couldn't write them. Okusi or Okusi. O mumer lavodis kechavin, somebody who is a mumer to worship idols. We will later learn, this is not talking about one who is odukin. In other words, it is someone who occasionally worships idols. O Moser la Anasim, a Moser who goes and he's an informant to Anasim, people who go and wrongfully steal other people's belongings. The halach is psulim, they are all puzzle. Mishum dechsivu ksharetam uchsavtam kol she'eno bekshira o'eno mamin ba eno bekshiva. The kshira and the ksiva are related. One who does not put on tefillin or is not chayiv in tefillin mida oraisa is also not eligible to be a sofer, cannot write tefillin. And the same halacha goes for a mezuzah and for a sefer Torah. So the halacha is that anyone who is not in the parsha, because he is not chayiv or he is chayiv but doesn't believe in it, doesn't fulfill it, he is not a bar kshira, and his ksiva would be pasul. Now we have to go into several cases here. The first thing is the definition of a katan. The halacha is that a katan is potter until he is a gadol mida oraisa, which means until he is physically mature. He is not capable of writing tefillin. So the halacha is that you cannot simply take any bar mitzvah boy and have him write, unless you know that he is physically mature, which is that he's already growing a beard. Until that point, the halacha is you should not have him write tefillin. How about a katan writing tefillin for himself if he's a gil l'chinuch? Well, he could. But when he turns 13, already then he could not use the tefillin that he wrote before he was 13, despite the fact that even once he's 13, we don't know if he's eligible, if he's capable of writing tefillin yet, because he's not physically mature. So that we have the chumra in both directions. That means a 13-year-old cannot write until he's physically mature, and yet a 13-year-old cannot wear the tefillin that were written by someone who wasn't bar mitzvah, even if it was himself, before he was 13. The Magen Avraham says that you should wait until he's 18. The Mishnah Berurah goes against it. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that until his beard actually grows, even if he's 18, he should not be writing tefillin. Bidi Eved, if someone wrote tefillin when he was 13, we are mistopic. We don't know if he was physically mature or not. But if he was 18, you can assume he certainly was physically mature, and therefore the tefillin are going to be kosher. The Prima Godim has a suffix as to what the status is of a cherish and a shota. If someone lahalach is a shota, yes, siman a shota, and the Mishnah Berurah says he'll be going into that in a different place. But somebody who lacks judgment entirely, he's mistopic. What's with his ksiva? Is his ksiva kosher? Now we go back. One of the people mentioned here was somebody who was a mumer lavodos kachavim. Now, what balei avera can write tefillin? So the halacha is like this. Someone who is either a mumer l'teyavan for avodah zara, means he occasionally worships avodah zara, l'tei avo, not lahachis. He's doing it because he enjoys it. He gets some kind of pleasure out of it. A mumer l'tei avon for chilul Shabbos b'farhesya. Either of those is considered an apikoros, even though it is not lahachis. A mumer for any mitzvah lahachis is considered an apikoros as well. And all of these people are puzzle for writing tefillin. A mumer l'tei avon and for some other mitzvah can write. He is not considered an apikoris and a lav bar kshira. Whereas a mumer l'teyavon for not putting on tefillin, there already we have a machlokas. Tosfos sheet is that he cannot write tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a suffix. Now included in this means you should not be using as a sofer someone who does not wear tefillin, even if it's because he's just lazy. Says the Mishnah Berurah, How about a sofer that is too lazy to tighten his tefillin? And as a result of it, they're sitting on his forehead in a place that's definitely not the makom of the shel rosh. There are many people that have loose tefillin and they hang down and they're not in the place. If they're not in place, he's not wearing tefillin. So he is a mummer for not wearing tefillin, even though it's only the shel rosh, but he doesn't wear a shel rosh. He's a mummer l'teyavin. It's only because he's lazy to tighten it. The Mishneh Berurah says you should not wear tefillin that he writes. He is considered a mummer l'teyavin for not wearing tefillin, and therefore his tefillin are considered pasul. With regard to any of these people, even if you have a gadol omed al gabav, if you have somebody standing there and telling him to write lishma, it will not help you. The reason being, we are not talking about a psul because these people lack lishma. The psul is because they're not b'nei kshira. Therefore, having someone else telling them to write lishma is not going to help you in any way. Their tefillin are still possible.